Reno Center, April 17, 2022. Tonight, Saad joins the meeting remotely.
Hi, Saad.
Hi, everybody. You all look so beautiful. So holy, really. And the room looks so beautiful. So what are we doing, Kavijan?
In honor of Easter, we're going to do the Christmas series from 2020. The mystical meaning of Jesus Christ's message. And we're going to listen to them one by one and then just go through some questions for each. Thank you. Everyone that has the study circle in front of them, you'll see there's five parts. We're going to start with part one and then we'll just talk about it and see how far we get. And thank you for being here, Seth.
Two days from now, it is Christmas Eve, and I was inspired to talk about Jesus the Christ. I am not a Christian, I'm not religious, I have not read the Bible, but intuitively, the phrases I have heard through my life that Jesus had said has been open up the more mystical meaning of it automatically without taking thought. So I thought this is the good occasion to give a little bit of understanding to Jesus Christ, not as what the religion has presented him to the world, but what he truly was, as my intuition revealed to me. Religion, with the lens of ego, I know somebody and I am someone, has presented him as an idol or son of God or this and that. And I don't think he was any of what is being taught in churches and places of religion. As a truly realized human being, which at what point human being was not even there, he gave few very significant points. When he says, I am the way, the light, and the truth, he was indicating that the I am, that consciousness that says I am, in each one of us is the way. Meaning that if we realize that who we really are as I am is no different than what he was and what the Father was, we realize that we are not the personality, we are not the ego, we are not the thoughts, we are not even the body or emotions and feelings. He did not say, I am this and that. He just said, in order to get to the source of our own being, is through I am. Now, the humanity takes this I am to be this body or this profession or this bank account or the title of being a mother, a father, a son, a daughter, or this and that. But the I am as a pure beingness is the way to recognize and realize ourselves. So the I am is the key. And I am, if is purely held onto, will take us to the immense silence of the mind. And that is the origin or the nature of who we were and we are before the polluted ideas penetrated and covered it.
Does anyone have anything that really jumped out at them that they had a strong feeling about or reaction to that you'd like to start with, that you want to share about? Something that was coming just to me while I was listening to this is the two sentences together, when Sat says, religion through the lens of ego, I know somebody and I am someone, has presented him as an idol or son of God or this and that. And then a little bit later when he said, I am the way, the light, and the truth, he was indicating that the I am, that consciousness that says, I am in each one of us is the way. And I know this is probably sounds basic, but like, I just think it's amazing how quickly or how easily Sat depersonalizes and de-individualizes Jesus. And I think about all the wars we have over religion, and I just don't know why, just seeing it now, it's because there's so much individualizing this entity, but Sat really makes it so clear that like, this is not, it's not about this individual personality. It's about this I am. And I thought that was really, I don't know, more clear to me about this entity, Jesus. When he said, I am the way, the light, and the truth, he was indicating that the I am, that consciousness that says I am in each one of us is the way. Meaning that if we realize that who we really are as I am, which is no different than what he was and what the Father was, we realize that we are not the personality, we are not the ego, we are not the thoughts, we are not even the body or emotions and feelings. So what is your understanding or experience with this?
There's this quote from Jesus, and I can't find it. I wish I could find it, but I know I read it, and I thought of Sat immediately. This is something like, I've come to destroy who you think you are. I thought of Sat immediately, and I just think he must have been an amazing teacher, just like we are lucky to have, and only minuscule amounts of what he actually said probably we get to hear that, but so much reminds me of what I hear from Sat. So.
What tools or wisdoms help you experience the I am described here?
For me, is when I catch myself that I am this or that. first of all, I have to see myself to be this, to be that, to be a mother, to be anxious, to be happy. And when I watch this, when I see this, then I catch myself that I am polluted or I am involved with something. So I don't know how I can experience I am. I don't know if it's through my silence time or with all the tools that we do. But when I am polluted, this way I know that I have to drop that. That I, if I am vigilant enough, I know that I have to just let this go.
You know, I was thinking as you were reading this that throughout the day, constantly, we put something after the I am, or at least I do. I am hungry, I'm tired, I'm happy, I'm unhappy, I'm angry. And all of it referred to the character and the body and mind. And this last line that Sat was saying that the I am is the key, and I am, if it's purely held on to, will take us to the immense silence of the mind. And I was thinking, really, if every time I put and, you know, something, a word after I am, I'm just missing I am. And if I could just watch that, and even if I do feel tired, let's say, just not identify with the I, not identify it with I am, that would be the catch, and that would be a good practice.
Something that I think, a tool that Sat has given us that I think helps so much with this, or I've been using lately, is dropping the roles. And when I can do that and I just drop the role, there's so much peace and so much, I don't know, it's just so much quiet, and it's really been awesome. I think that is really incredible. And also that meditation, the contemplation, like, am I a man or a woman? Am I this or that? And those also help me really feel that. And I'm super grateful for those teachings. They're really life-changing, those tools. And I think help me experience this to some extent.
For me, when I am questioning who is angry, who is upset, and the moment that I'm asking these questions, and just in a second, I see the personalities melting, and maybe that's the I am, I don't know. But for me, this is the closest experience to this quote.
I want to say one more thing, and that is that with all the tools and wisdoms that is given to us by Sat, I think it's leading us to taste the eye, because once we get a glimpse of the eye, it's just much easier to stay with the I am. So I think maybe I am. I is the home, and we're just going towards understanding it and tasting it and being with it.
Does anyone else want to share anything about this first part, Matsud?
For me, going to my silence drops all those things that everybody is talking about. I'm this or I'm that. You just go back to the base, and that's the I am. That's all I can share. Thank you.
I just wanted to share too. I'm still blown away by the eyes open meditation Sat guided us through on chat this week. And for me, that felt like I am even with my eyes open. It dropped everything else for me. And I thought it was so incredible.
I have a question. I want to know, every time that we do stop meditation or we use a tool that the mind gets silent and there is no more thought even for 1 second, is that the state, are we experiencing I am at that moment? I mean, when there is, for a split second, there is no thought with stop meditation or trust or something like that. At that moment, do we experience I am?
I don't know how to explain it, except for you guys to just follow what I'm saying and maybe you get to the same place. Yes, when the mind drops, there is a silence. But the I am in that silence, it has a lot of joy, a lot of ananda, bliss. There is an awareness that is one with the silence. That's the closest I can say. I don't know how to explain it. You guys, I'm sure you will experience it yourself. Yeah.
Satchan, one time I asked you the difference between being connected, feeling connected, and experiencing oneness. And I never forget the answer you gave me, is that Mansoor has to go away. It's just and not be there. And that's the difference. And I believe that's what we're talking about. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
So the I am is the key. And I am, if it is purely held on to, will take us to the immense silence of the mind. And that is the origin or the nature of who we were and we are before the polluted ideas penetrated and covered it.
Does anybody know what is this I am? What do you or do you don't?
We are not sure.
All right, let's, with the eyes open or shut, find the silence. I'm sure it's not that far from each of us. Bring your gaze downward. Now, instead of looking and feeling the silence, see if you are the silence. There is a very subtle feeling of existence that is made out of this silence. And if you cannot realize it, just say one time very quietly, inwardly, I or I am. And you find yourself as a presence or a witness. It's not tangible. You have to become familiar with it. Everything is quiet, but there is this vague, non-form feeling of being, presence. if you sort of have a glimpse of that being yourself, hold on to it. Meaning the attention stays there. There's absolutely cannot have a thought and that at the same time. Stay with it. It's not tangible the way the mind is used to, but it's very obvious if you know of it. That is the self. If it started to fade away, say again, I am, or I, and look inward. Stay with it. By practicing this way, you become aware of this presence beyond the ego. And of identification with the mind. Of course it's a silence, but it is a present silence. Okay, did any of you have felt anything beyond feeling?
Yes.
Good. All right, Kavijan, go with the second part of the audio.
Now he also says the kingdom of God is within you, or the kingdom of heaven, as I have heard. He does not say the kingdom of heaven is without you. He says it's within you. What is this within? Meaning that the five senses constantly want to reach out and get information, ideas, and turn it to beliefs and acceptance and cover up this kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you means your true home, your true treasure house. It is in silence when the I am is released of all titles and positions. And that is an empty mind. An empty mind is one with the truth.
He does not say the kingdom of heaven is without you. He says it's within you. What is this within? Meaning that the five senses constantly want to reach out and get information, ideas, and turn it to beliefs and acceptance and cover up this kingdom. What is your experience or understanding of this? Sachin, when you just did that meditation with us, I could feel this presence and this, and it was faint, but it was just there. And when you'd say, I am, I could, it would pick up like wind in sails, and it would just, it would just pick up. And this, after feeling, experiencing that, this means so much even more to me, because these five senses wanting to reach out and get information, it's like that thing, which to me still, it felt delicate, it felt faint, how quickly we cover that up and how it's deserving of so much more attention, to have that wind in its sails, to have that feel big. And I'm just so grateful that we did that before talking about this, because it gives me more understanding of what we're doing with our five senses.
When I was doing the meditation and I said, I am, I kept adding on, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. And I don't know if it's because I've heard it so much, but it just blew me away every time I said that to myself. And I got this feeling like we're supposed to say that, like it's not someone else, like Sat said, it's not you, it's not Jesus was the way, the truth, and the light, even though he was, but it's the I am that is what we're supposed to learn from that, maybe.
No, it's not maybe, it's definite. That's what it is. Daily, the personality finds fault with itself, daily finds limitation, daily finds judgment of itself. When you said in your meditation, I am the way, I am the life, I am this and that, for the first time, you felt the joy because you finally started telling the truth to yourself. Finally had courage, enough courage to say, wait a minute, that the other way didn't work out. Maybe this is the way that's going to work out. Like I said, Baba told me many times that I should admit who I am, not as a personality, to say that I am God. But it's hard to do it unless you understand who you are not. You're beginning to see that you are not your thoughts. You've been going home enough to your silence to see that that never moves, while everything else around you moves and within you moves, even the cells move and they regenerate and all of that. So the wisdom mixed with practical application of it take us to where we want to go, really does. There is not one realized being that I have read and been with that do not emphasize that the way to the self is the removal of the self. And that's by knowledge. That's by realizing that who we thought ourselves to be is much more limiting and makes us struggle and unhappy compared to who we really are. And it's time for us to really take the other side, take the side of God. And it takes time. I mean, it's not something overnight, because the tendencies are so strong throughout many lifetimes. But that's what the satsang is for, keeping each other's company, or keeping your silence company, to sort of break this hypnotize Yeah. And look how happy you felt just by saying that and meaning it. You meant it. You didn't say Jesus was the only person like this. Because even we give it to Jesus, we're belittling Jesus because he was all as a realized being. So anyway, guys, I really enjoyed this meeting. Namaste to all of you. Have a wonderful week until we meet again.
Thank you, Sad.